Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Back to the text. Back to 1 John 4:1. The text that talks about the need to evaluate religious claims to find out if they are true. The text says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This is 1 John 4:1. It contains, number one, a warning against religious deception. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. It contains, number two, a requirement to investigate religious claims, but test the spirits whether they are of God. And it finally contains a reason for this exhortation, why it is important. And the reason is because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So here is our mandate. Here are our instructions. We must not believe every spirit, that is, every religious claim that comes to us, because some come by the work of the Holy Spirit, and some come by the work of opposing spirits, of demonic spirits, who are coming in deceptive fashion to do the bidding of the devil himself, who is an angel of light, but who is actually a great deceiver. And we are therefore to test the spirits whether they are of God. And you may recall that that requirement is for all believers. You test, all of you, every one of you, test the spirits whether they are of God. And this is a present imperative. We are to be continually testing. We hear new claims all the time. And we learn new information about people that we have perhaps examined and tested before. And we need to be continually testing them, is what this text tells us. And so we need to continue looking at it, and we'll do so after I welcome you to this Friday, September 7 edition of the Beacon broadcast, and after I express my deepest gratitude to those whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on this station. Well, we are all to be testers, and we are to continue testing, present imperative, be continually testing the spirits whether they are of God. Before I came to the radio microphone today, I spent, a couple of hours this afternoon reading some material that I downloaded from the internet, which was quite disturbing to me, because it involved some very questionable statements and activities of men that I have considered to be reliable. Now, I'm not going to make a fast decision based upon the article of one man that I read off the internet. After all, you can get most anything on the internet, so don't be too quick to make a decision based upon one article or one perspective or one person. But it does raise some red flags. It certainly raises some yellow flags. It raises some cautions about some that I would have been happy to endorse yesterday, but now I'm going to have to be more careful. If someone wants to know about a certain ministry, I'm going to have to say, well, I've been happy to endorse that ministry in the past, with some qualifications, of course, but nevertheless, to give it an overall good endorsement. But now I have read some things that concern me very much, and I haven't had a chance to check them all out yet, and it may take a while to do that. I'm in the process of re-examining, I'm in the process of retesting this particular ministry. In fact, a couple of ministries that are related in this matter. Ministries that have some things in common, some relationships together, but they are separate ministries. And I'm going to have to investigate this further. I'm sorry, I cannot give it the same strength of endorsement today that I would have yesterday, because I have to be continually testing the spirits to see whether they are of God. And this is something that I must do to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot ignore it. I cannot fail to obey this requirement just because I find it difficult, tedious, unwelcome. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but be continually testing the spirits whether they are of God. And this work requires labor, it requires skill, it requires a standard by which to test. How do we test something? We test it against the standard. What is the standard? The Bible, the Word of God. If a ministry is true to the Bible, the Word of God, then it is a good ministry. If it fails the test in regard to the Bible, the Word of God, then it is a deceitful ministry, a dangerous ministry. And that's what we have to do, test with the proper standard. It is not my opinion, it is not your opinion, it is not somebody else's opinion, it is not the opinion of this person who wrote the article that I read from the internet today that was sent to me by a brother that I know well and love and respect and know personally and have known for 40, I guess nearly 40 years, 30 some years at least. And therefore I do hold his opinion highly. But I don't take his opinion as the final word, nor do I take the opinion of the author that he sent to me as the final word, nor do I take the endorsements of that author by someone else that I came across in examining this today, because that is their opinion. But in the final analysis, it all boils down to this. What says the Word of God? What do the Scriptures say? And if these ministries speak truth according to the Bible, then they will have my endorsement. If they deviate from the Word of God, then I will have to declare them to be unsound. And we are to pursue this testing work with obedience and diligence, but also, and here's a surprising aspect, but a very important one, also with cheerfulness. What do I mean by that? Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Test them. And the word that is used for test here not only is used for the testing of precious metals, which I already pointed out to you, similar to a smelter who is separating the dross from the gold in a smelting pot, but it is also a word that means test with the hope that it will stand the test. Now think about that for a minute. There is a different word in the Greek that means to test with the expectation that it will fail the test. A different word entirely. And the Spirit of God, through the Apostle John, chose the first word. You are to test the spirits with the hope that they will stand the test. You are testing this particular religious claim, this particular religious preacher, this particular religious movement, with the hope that it will pass the test. You are not to go around with this negative attitude, a critical spirit, always negative, always critical, agreeing with nobody, endorsing no one, encouraging no one except yourself. That's what it really boils down to in some cases. us for and no more. That's the wrong spirit, the critical spirit that's always negative. But no, we want to endorse as many preachers, as many teachers, as many ministers as we possibly and honorably can. We test with cheerfulness, hoping it will stand the test. In other words, we must avoid both gullibility and excessive suspicion. I'd say an awful lot of God's people are gullible. Some gullible because they don't know any better. Some gullible because they refuse to listen to any voices that are negative. They don't like that. They are deliberately gullible because they choose to be gullible, because they choose to put their fingers in their ears and will not listen to the warnings. They're like the three proverbial monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, and whatever the other one was, speak no evil. They're not going to consider that a ministry that they have had some kind of fondness for, and even maybe some help from, could possibly have anything wrong with it. Don't you tell me that. I'm not going to listen to you. They are gullible. We're not supposed to be gullible. We must avoid gullibility. That's exactly what this text is saying. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. But the word test, which means test with the hope that it will stand the test, means that though we must not be gullible, we must not be excessively suspicious and critical of everybody and everything. And we've all known people who had that spirit. Always critical, always exposing, always denouncing. They can't find anything good, right, proper, appropriate, helpful, God-honoring in any ministry except their own. Let's not be that way. Please, let's not be that way. That does not honor the Lord. Remember when the report came to Jesus by his apostles that they had forbidden some other people that they found out, I think, casting out demons in the name of Christ, if I remember the situation exactly. And Jesus said, don't forbid them. Just because they're not of us, just because they're not of our circle, just because they don't belong to the number of the apostles, don't forbid them. They're doing my work too. Quite a shock, I suppose, a surprise to the apostles, who seemed to have the idea that nobody could do the work of the Lord except his chosen apostles. It had to come from themselves. It had to come from their inner circle, or it could not possibly be honoring to the Lord. And Jesus said, no, don't have that spirit. Remember on another occasion when the sons of Zebedee were inclined to call down fire from heaven on some, and Jesus said, stop it. You don't know what spirit you are of. Don't be that way. But on the other hand, don't be naive. Don't be gullible. Don't believe every spirit, but test them. Test them. Test them. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because some that seem to be from God, initially seem to be, upon closer examination, prove to be the opposite. That's always sad. You hope it isn't so. You hope you're careful examination, your testing against the standard of God's word is going to prove otherwise, but when it proves that they are not of God, let's be honest enough to say so. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.